Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week of unbelievable treachery being perpetrated on our people. Wonder what they got planned for this weekend, because it's just not quite, they just aren't quite there yet, are they? I guess we'll find out. It's also the 9th day of August, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 73 degrees here at 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 77 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and a little cool down coming the next cool day, couple of days. Which would be nice to go out and practice shooting. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Donald Trump. Republicans can lead charge on expanding background checks. What? Republicans? Oh, we've got to talk about that one.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Donald Trump says Republicans can lead the charge, in quotation, lead the charge on expanding background checks. This is from Breitbart. President Donald Trump again indicated Friday that Republicans, this is what it says, I mean, this is from Breitbart, I mean, you guys, you can't do no better than this, Breitbart? It says Republicans to lead, this is what it reads, President Donald Trump, go ahead.
Haven't they always led the charge?
I don't think nobody's leading nobody, I think they're all one fucking, the same mob. President Donald Trump again indicated Friday that Republicans to lead the way to expand background checks for Americans purchasing firearms. Man, he's getting done what Obama couldn't done. I mean, he's gun control master. He's talking confiscation. You know, today I was watching the stupid box, and every time he talked about expanded background checks, expanded, but then in the lettering down on the bottom, and talking about red flag laws, confiscation laws, confiscation. Well, you need to get on it, Donnie. You need to get on it, you dirty one world motherfucker. I think the Republicans are going to be great and lead the charge along with Democrats. Oh, they're all shitting through the same hole and showing everybody. Now, I mean, the gig's up. Might as well fucking admit it and go for broke, huh? Trump said the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, was, quote, totally on board with the idea, and said that even quote, hardline Senate supporters of the Second Amendment were interested in the idea. What? You're not Republicans, not conservatives. Can't be. We have the, you know, the comment section, and every once in a while, so he comes and talks about those left-wing fucking Democrats, we know them communist Democrats. I think communist Republicans too. I think that R and that D are just all horseshit. I think it's the international corporate elite versus the rest of the fucking population. Don't you? We have tremendous support for really common sense, sensible, important background checks, he said. Infringement, 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 further infringement, leading to attempted confiscation. You need to do it. I got to support Trump on this one. I got to support them Democrats and Republicans. You guys need to fucking get on it and do it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes.
Yeah, I was walking down the street up here in Northeast Pennsylvania, and guess what I see is Donald Trump's flags 2020, and also Blackwater USA. The people support their local police department.
Well, yeah, it's all
It was pretty. The weather's pretty nice. I had to get out, and you know.
Yeah, it's all coming together just like it was supposed to.
Yeah.
Man, and we have to back it because it's conservative, dude.
Mm-hmm. Get out and shoot and shoot.
Shoot, 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 man. That's it, man. Yeah. Get as good as you can. If they have to run in, every goddamn American they run into can fucking shoot, man. They're in big fucking trouble, and they know it. Why not? If you really, truly are going to fight this fucking war, fight it the best way you can. Period.
You have to lose.
I don't mind. See, nothing to lose. I see but nothing but a nation to gain. Not a nation, in freedom and independence for the individual. The president called for, quote, intelligent background checks that would possibly help keep weapons out of the hands of mentally ill individuals. Most of the mentally ill individuals I see are like cops, you know, beating old people or killing and going up to people's houses and shooting them through their front fucking door, or fucking going into people's houses and fucking shooting a man and a woman just because booger and, you know, no consequences. And their unions tell them, they had every right to go in and murder the fucking people. When you people think that they're not fucking running under the fucking corporate fucking charter, I ask yourself, what would happen to you if you went up to somebody's door and fucking rung the doorbell, and when they looked through the fucking window, you fucking blasted their ass? What would happen to you? I think it would be, I don't think you'd run over to your union and fucking they would just say, you had every right to do that. And it's getting worse every fucking day. Because it is the reign of terror coming to play games with the American nationals. Well, they ain't not going to enjoy the way this game turns out. The president called for intelligent background checks that would possibly help keep weapons out of the hands of the mentally ill individuals. The mentally ill individuals are you international communists, Donald Trump, and your fucking corporate hired fucking gunmen, murderers. That's what you fucking are, and you're in violation of our law. You're criminals. You're the ones that shouldn't have no fucking guns. He confirmed that he spoke with Wayne Lapierre of the National Rifle Association about the issue and suggested that he could even oppose the organization on the issue of expanded background checks. Whoa. Well, you lost all your ground support from your lie that you were going to remove every one of those invaders and end DACA on day one and clear this country out. You lost all your phony fucking support, all the people that believed your fucking lies. So now you're going to show your true colors and become a hardcore communist. Maybe you can get all those foreign votes from all those son of a bitches you're allowing to cross our border every day. Huh, Donald? It doesn't matter. The gig's up. We'll see where the NRA will be, but we have to have meaningful background checks, he said. And you see now, when we're talking about stopping the invasion at our border, There just ain't nothing he can do about it, guys. There's just nothing. I mean, the laws are there. The 1996 law's there. They told us about that. There's just, damn it, he's just the president. Only the Congress can do these fucking things. Don't you know? But when it comes up, here he is talking about infringing on fucking committing high treason, attacking our second article right to bear, to keep and bear arms. And, oh, hey, man, I'm here to tell you, man. What do you say? Would not oppose, let me see, meaningful background checks, he said. Let's see, where was I? Mentally ill, well, anyway. Trump remained optimistic that the NRA would not oppose him on the issue. Well, why should they? The NRA wrote the 1968 Gun Control Act. Why should the NRA oppose further fucking gun control? Because this is, I mean, this is disarming the fucking slave population that has figured out that it's a slave population and that everything that belongs to them has, is, you know, been taken and they've been declared fucking subjects, property. Boy, I'd want the guns away from a fucking, 300 million people that fucking knew that, wouldn't you? Would you want all your slaves armed? Remember, they always talked about the Civil War, how they, you know, feared the slave uprising if the slaves ever had guns or anything. Boy, I'll tell you what, you bit off a big chunk there, buddy. You better get ready to do some chewing. I think I could, but I don't think it'll be there, Trump said regarding possibility of opposing the NRA. He said that in the end, the National Rifle Association would either support his proposal for more background checks or even be neutral on the proposed legislation. Now, you guys sent in your NRA dues, right? You know those people who are going to protect you from these fucking unlawful infringements on your second article? You know that organization that somehow is needed when you have your second article Bill of Rights and all you have to do is enforce your own fucking law? You mean those people? You mean those treasonous, dog shit eating motherfucking communist pieces of garbage? Trump said that congressional leadership was working together on background check proposals and would probably move forward on something when they return from their August vacation. I don't think we'll need to call them back, he said. We got this thing under control. He's going full-blown communist on you now. Now all you Trump-tards out there, you still got your red hats on? You still got your dunce hats on? Huh? Whoa. What did he turn out to be? Hey, did you give him a chance? We gave him a chance and he'd stick it up your ass and break it off, huh? You're fucking laughable, except the fact that you went along with this when you were told better. When it was fucking so fucking obvious that it could be predicted. This 2 years ago, it was predicted exactly what's happening right now. But I'm a voting smart, because I'm a smart guy because I vote. Because I got business because I belong to the lodge, and me and my buddies, we're going to vote. Everybody's got to vote for Trump because Trump, he's one of us, don't you know? He's one of you, all right, and you're one of him. And you face the same fate that he fucking faces, you son of a bitches. Let me see here. I got to find something. Da-da-da-da. Here we go. CNN's Chris Cuomo, that little fucking fairy fucker. One person I could just, fuck, I despise him. I spit all over his face. CNN's Chris Cuomo, he says, Second Amendment didn't mean individual rights to bear arms until Scalia read it in. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater. Oh, really, Chrissy? Oh, really? The thing is, they're doing this to insult us, to try to insult our fucking intelligence. Like we don't know no goddamn better. Like the average son of a bitch doesn't know any better. CNN's Chris Cuomo used a tweet Thursday to suggest the Second Amendment only protected a collective, you know, a communist collective. That's what you want, is your communism, isn't it, you commie son of a bitch? You will be tried for your fucking treachery, and you will be found guilty prima facie by your own statements, Chris Cuomo. And you will march your fucking Jew ass up those fucking 13 steps, and that rope will go around your fucking neck. And your eyelids will be fucking stapled to your forehead in front of that 40 by 20 mirror so you can watch yourself do the shit dance when you go through that fucking shoot. Do you remember what the second A was created for? That there was no individual right? Really? Contemplated until Scalia read it in. If you are an originalist, if you are an originalist, this is where the what does that word mean? Originalist. About the Constitution, you have to know basis for thinking you and not the state controls access. Really? Well, I do have a basis. I have the writing of one of the founders, one of the people that put that Second Amendment in there. Or what you call the Second Amendment, the second article of the People's Bill of Rights that was ratified by the people, by the several states before it was ever part of that fucking phony ass Masonic Constitution, Mr. fucking Chris Cuomo. The man's name is Tench Kotz. And let's see, you know, not an individual, it's a state thing. You know, the state controls the fucking guns and all this. This is what this son of a bitch is purporting. I guess nobody's ever sent him a copy of this, huh? Who are the militia? Question mark. Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. That's an individual. The ultimate power of the sword, which would be the guns we're talking about, is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. I think that's pretty fucking clear, ain't it? Neither in the hands of the federal or state governments. Really? Let's see what Chris say here now. Originally about the Constitution, you have no basis for thinking. You and not the state controls. Yeah, I do have a basis. I have Tench Kotz here, one of the people that put that was there when they were amending the Bill of Rights into the Constitution, and he made it very fucking clear in his public statement here. This is what his public statement said of the people who actually did the fucking deed. Where were we at here? The ultimate power of the sword, that'd be the guns, is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. What you think this stupid son of a bitch, it doesn't, you think they don't know this, or you think they're just that stupid, or are they just that fucking outwardly bold-faced in their fucking lies? As civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the fucking people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private fucking arms, Chrissy. Maybe somebody needs to fucking email this to him or go on his Twitter, his fagger, or whatever in the fuck he goes on and say, well, what about Tench Kotz here? Ain't what he said. Were you there, son of a bitch? He was. I think it was pretty fucking clear exactly what that goddamn Bill of Rights was about. It was about the anti-federalists. They knew that cocksucking communists like you would fucking pop up, Chrissy, and your faggot-ass brother. But you cannot change what is written history, you son of a bitch. And we know what our fucking rights are. And we're going to fucking hang you for treason, you dirty, rotten son of a bitch. Notice the last sentence of Cuomo's tweet. If you are an originalist about the Constitution, you have no basis for thinking you and not the state control access. Well, yes, we do. He is saying because the Second Amendment only protects a collective right, in his fucking opinion, you know what your opinion's worth? It's worth the fucking hemp rope around your fucking treasonous neck, you dirty little prick. Then the true originalist position is to believe that you only have guns if the state says so. Well, under that 14th Amendment that they put in place, that unlawful, that treasonous, fucking 14th Amendment they put in place with zero authority, in fact, in violation of the fucking law of the people who are the fucking authority of this land. Although they could write anything down on a piece of fucking paper. No, no, this is what the law is. Well, no, you fucking can't. Your power is illegitimate. It does not exist. It is not recognized by we, the people who are the true power over you, you little cocksucker. Go ahead.
I bet when he gets his trial, he'll be saying, no, 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 I'm not a collective. I'm an individual.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell me how this goddamn, how this common law thing works. I got to get out of this one. It works. The way it works is you get hung, traitor. Como did not say rather freedom of speech and religion, First Amendment, the freedom to pursue and process private property, the Third Amendment, and to be secure in our persons, houses, and papers, and effects, Fourth Amendment, is collective as well. Well, of course they are. That's the government under the 14th fucking amendment that they put in place with this same bunch of fucking pricks, this Chris Como. This is the same fucking cabal, international cabal, that think that it only stands true, Chrissy, if I'm your subject, motherfucker, and I am nobody's fucking subject. Like my forefathers before me, like the founders, the true founders of this country, not the fucking aristocracy that hijacked the fucking uprising. I'm a fucking free man. And nobody tells me what I can have and what I cannot have. You dirty little piece of communist shit. I'm going to take that copy of that Tench Kotzing and I fucking text it to him. Say, just so that you know when you get hung that you had prior notice. Private property, permission to speak freely, worship freely, do with our things as we would, and enjoy security in papers and effects. No, none of that. You see, that's what they want it rid of. That God, see, that's what's standing between them and their fucking Jew, fucking Zionist, New World, fucking order, fucking dictatorship, elitist monarchy, is that goddamn Bill of Rights, people. Just to say this about our Bill of Rights, that little fucker should be afraid to walk the fucking streets of this country. I'll tell you that right now. And the fact that he ain't is a fucking shame on every one of us. See what else we got here. The jet. Others call on Congress to pass their legislation banning high-capacity magazines. Just infringement. Upon top of infringement, upon top of infringement. Those motherfuckers are illiterate. They don't understand what a fucking period is, do they? They don't understand the structure of the English language. Maybe they never took it in school. Maybe this is some kind of new common core, what the fuck would you call it? Common core fucking, I'm trying to think of the
public school.
No, it's not public school. It's the class you take that when you learn how to read and write.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Common core. You ignorant. Well, you know, here's all these son of a bitches. And all of this is kept on hard copy. When the time comes for your trial, Mr. DeJetta, you're fucking, it's going to be, is this what you said? Well, what's the Bill of Rights say? You went against the Bill of Fucking Rights, you son of a bitch. You thought that you could legislate away a fucking unalienable right. When the 9th article to the Bill of Rights says that no authority can ever exist to remove or even change or infringe or deny or disparage any of those fucking rights. But here you did it, didn't you? Now all we really got to decide is, well, fucking when we're going to hang you. In the aftermath of three devastating mass shootings in Gloria, Gilroy, El Paso, and Dayton, U.S. Representative Diane DeGetta, I guess it is, Democrat Colorado, Ted Ducha, Democrat Florida, Diane Titus, Democrat Nevada, and U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat New Jersey, are calling on Congress to pass their biometrical legislation to ban high-capacity magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Well, you're going to get on your fucking khakis, right? You're going to put on your fucking gear. You're going to get your fucking guns, and you're going to come and enforce this shit, right, bitch? Right? You set this bitch down, and I guarantee you, and start questioning her about guns, she don't even know what a fucking gun is or how it operates. Like when they're calling a semi-automatic, a full-automatic rifle, and a 10-round clips, and, you know, this fucking shit. You look at them, they're goofy. They've never been around guns. They don't even know what the fuck they are. All they know is they need to be rid of them before the communism can take over the fucking world. We're all that stands between them and their new world order. That's all there is to it. That Bill of fucking Rights, that one single document. Man, did those guys put a fly in the ointment when they fucking wrote that son of a bitch, huh? Now it's on us to fucking enforce it. And to let these little pissant fucking know-nothing fucking dead-headed fucking perverted motherfuckers know that we're not going to be fucking subjugated by no goddamn communists. That every fucking one of them is going to die. Yet again, we are grieving the tragic loss of life due to multiple mass shootings. Whoa. Yet again, we are enduring infringement upon our fucking Bill of Rights, which is building the anger and building the fucking hate out here for you, you fucking two-bit treasonous piece of shit. Thoughts and prayers are not enough. It's past time for Congress to act on gun safety. Congress has no such power to act on guns in any fucking way, you dumb, stupid-ass twit. The 9th article makes it fucking clear there is no authority, period, in these United States of these Americas that can even touch any of those fucking Bill of Rights. Especially that second fucking article. That's the enforcement fucking mechanism for that body of law. And it will be exercised to the maximum. And you will answer to the fucking law of this land, the people. One of the most important things we can do, high capacity magazines are used for one sole purpose, to have maximum casualties. You goddamn right, that's what they're for. They're so that when you fucking communists come at us, we can kill as many of you motherfuckers as humanly possible for one man or one woman to do. That's why we have them. That's why there are more people are buying them every fucking day, because we understand what they're for. You don't have to fucking tell us. They're not for shooting one deer, and they're not for hunting, and they're not for target practice. They're for killing fucking communists who think they can take our fucking rights away from us. That is what they are for. That is what they will be used for, motherfucker. Tragically, that's why these magazines are used so frequently in mass shootings, Duce said. We can reduce the magnitude of death and injury caused to you. Yeah, you would love to have us all fucking armed with fucking spoons. That's with our only fucking way to fucking fight against your communism. Then you'd be some tough motherfuckers then, wouldn't you? Boy, you'd really poke your fucking chest out if you had a fucking pistol and nobody else was allowed to have nothing but a spoon. Even then, I don't think you could fucking whip us. But the bottom line is, you want to be Czechist. You want to sit there in your pencil neck, you little worm. You fucking sissy, fucking candy-ass punk bitches. And so you could stand up to a fucking hairy-ass old man and think you're going to fucking push him around? Ain't going to happen, dumb fuck. While still respecting law-abiding gun owners, oh, fuck you. Fuck you, you fucking two-bit whore. It's time to move on this common sense legislation. Oh, yes, I agree with that. Finding something, it's time for you to fucking move on it, bitch. Get on it now. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight prayer and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die?
Axes flash, brats all swing. Shining armors piercing a ring. Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they yield.
Midnight prayer.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:39 Pacific time. Of course, that was Heather Alexander with March of Cameron. And how many can we make that? Every fucking one of you. You're a fucking little, you're outnumbered thousands to one, and you fucking know it. You think that you're going to fucking push and bluff a fucking American? We're not Australians. We're not fucking English. We're not fucking goddamn French. We're not anybody else but fucking Americans. We took this fucking continent fucking with bullets and blood. And we'll fucking take it again. And you will fucking rue the day you thought you could take our fucking rights from us. We're talking about this fucking bitch from fucking Colorado. That's where that one bitch said, we're going to implement communism. You think so? You are? You petty little fucking nothing? Slap you through the rim of your ass, man. It's just fucking, you're nothing. Where were we here? A shooter with a high-capacity magazine killed 9 people in less than a minute. Now you, man, just that was some piss-poor fucking shooting. He shot 41 fucking rounds, and that's all you hit? That's why I'm telling you guys, get out there, get to shooting. Every fucking shot kills a fucking communist. That's the way it has to fucking work. Republicans' silence is acquiescence, said Menendez. High capacity. See, yeah, that's it. Menendez, he's about a second generation. Fucking, you can hear the fucking spick in his voice. And you gonna do it, boy? Fucking, you need to get with the fucking, get your shit on and get to fucking doing it. High capacity magazines are good for only one purpose. High capacity killing. That's fucking right. That's what they're fucking designed for. High capacity killing. That's why we have them, because we intend to do some high-capacity communist elimination from this fucking country. You are seditious. You are fucking treacherous. You are fucking in violation of our law and our authority, and we will fucking deal with you.
A bunch of communists are all massed together in D.C.
Yeah, they are. But this is a big fucking country, ain't it? They're little, I mean, they'll show the concentration so they can try to act like they have the fucking numbers to do what they say. They don't have the fucking numbers to do shit. Before this fight is over with, you will see the blue helmets come in with fucking Chinese underneath them. And then the real killing will start. Cause we will fucking soak this fucking land with their blood. But I hope that the senseless tragedies of the past weekend move the hearts of those who have been opposed to action on responsible gun safety measures. You don't have any fucking thing to say about our fucking law, you two-bit fucking whore. Don't even think you do. Such as our legislation. You can legislate a fucking the Bill of Rights away? You think that you can fucking do that? Huh? It's not legislation, it's fucking gunpowder and fucking lead. That's how we got those fucking rights. That's how we will reinstate those fucking rights, and you will fucking reap the day that you ever thought you could take them from us. To eliminate high-capacity magazines, Congress can save lives. Yeah, their own fucking communist fucking lives is what they're thinking about, because they know we recognize their fucking Blackwater USA for what it is, and fucking that paycheck just ain't going to be a fucking enough when the Americans cut loose on their fucking asses. You watch what I tell you. If it chooses to act, yet we will only see change when the Senate Majority Leader and his Republican colleagues care more about American lives than they do about the NRA rating. Well, the NRA's done said that they're with you, okay? And the fucking Republicans, they've become one with you. Everybody's ID'd themselves as a fucking international communist. We got it. We get it. We understand who you are. We understand the enemy. And you better understand who we fucking are. We're the largest fucking army to ever exist on this fucking planet, and you're about to get your fucking asses smeared. A common thread found in many of the nation's most high-profile mass shootings in recent years has been the use of high-capacity magazines that hold more than 10 rounds and enable a shooter to fire dozens of rounds without having to stop and reload. More people are killed with fucking hammers in a year than are killed with fucking guns. Our guns aren't, we don't buy our guns to mass shoot fucking innocent people. That's your fucking agents going out to do it. Like the five that went into Walmart. And with witnesses, witnessing the five that came into Wal fucking Mart and fucking did the shooting. And then you blamed it on some fucking autistic kid. We understand your fucking game. And like I said to people yesterday, this isn't for our consumption. This is so Trump can stand up there and try to act like he's going to be a communist and it's oh fucking K. Well, it's not oh fucking K. In Dayton, Ohio, the mass shooter used a high-capacity rifle equipped with a 100-round drum magazine, which enabled him to fire 41 rounds in 30 seconds. And now, see that's what I'm saying? 41 rounds in 30, 41 rounds? He only got, what, fucking 13 or something people? That's some sorry fucking shooting, don't you think? He wasn't aiming. In El Paso, Texas, and Gilroy, California, both shooters are believed to have used AK-style assault rifle, another high-capacity rifle. You see what I mean about their fucking ignorance of even what they're talking about? They're just fucking, it's communist dogma. This comes out of the think tanks. Come on, think tanks. Keep it up. You're doing the right thing, man. You push it. That's what needs to happen. This needs to get fucking settled. Sooner the better. Listen to that statement. An AK-style assault rifle, another high-capacity rifle. Well, you know you can buy AKs with fucking 10-round clips in them, too? You didn't know about that, did you? And they're all them automatic, semi-automatic, automatic rifles, right? You fucking twit. The legislation introduced by DeGette, Ducha, Titus, Menendez, and others in February 2019, known as the Keep America Safe Act. Now you're about to fucking see, make an ocean of blood across this fucking country is what you're about to do. More people killed than you can ever fucking imagine. And you know it. That's what you want. You want us to, you're trying to get us two sides, the Trump tards and the fucking, well, you tried the Democratic Republic. What you found now is you can't get us to fucking divide into two camps and kill one another. The 75% you can't control. So now you just bring it on. You go get your goddamn foreigners and train them to come and try to confiscate our guns. Shoot the suit. And Mark mentioned this morning, shoot the snipers. Watch for the snipers. Kill them fuckers first. Put a bullet right through their fucking head. Would reinstate the nation's ban on the sale, transfer, or possession of magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Just give her a go. How many of you got there in New Jersey and New York, you sons of bitches? How many bump stocks you fucking got, huh? You're doing a bang-up job. You can do the talking. You can do the writing. But somebody's got to do the fucking fighting and dying, don't they? Who's going to die for your fucking communism? Fighting the American nationals that are fighting for their fucking Bill of Rights, for their freedom and liberty. The legislation, however, would not apply to high-capacity magazines already legally owned before this bill is enacted. Fuck you. Why? Because you'd have to go get them? And you look like you fucking fools you are again? You never do it, and you fucking know it. Record gun sales again this month, by the way. It also would not apply to any military or law enforcement officers, the communists. You know, the fucking corporate. And see, these son of a bitches aren't a part of the government. These are fucking private contractors. It wouldn't apply to our private contractors we've hired to fucking kill you so that we can take your fucking country away from you and all the fucking resources and put you in a ditch. It wouldn't apply to them. It would apply to you. You can have a butter knife or a fucking spoon. That's what you can have. enforcement officers who use high-capacity magazines in their official capacity. So their official capacity is to kill as many as possible? You just said it in your own fucking writings. That's what those guns are for, is to kill as many people as fucking possible. As quick as fucking possible. So that's what you're fucking, it ain't law enforcement. It is fucking corporate enforcement. Because there is no fucking law, but the fucking law known as the Bill of Rights left in this fucking country. You have violated it. You have become rogue. You are a fucking occupation that needs to be removed. And we are the people that are gonna have to remove your fucking asses. So the sooner you get this shit going, the sooner we can get back to living a fucking regular life. And maybe some fucking happiness in our lives. Last but not least, because you know this is another diversion from ICE freeze 300 of the 680 illegals arrested in raid on humanitarian grounds. They went out, and remember, we were talking the other day, well, what about this 1996 law where they're going to go and they're going to go grab these people and start throwing them out of this fucking country? ICE releases 300 of the 680 illegals arrested in raid on humanitarian grounds. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. About 300 of the 680 illegal aliens, arrested by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, phony-ass fucking ICE, another illegal agency, at Mississippi food processing plants on Wednesday were released the same day on humanitarian grounds, officials confirmed. Well, let's just see. What humanitarian fucking grounds? This week, ICE raided 7 food processing plants across Mississippi, arresting a total of 680 illegal workers in the largest single state operation in United States history and the largest workplace enforcement raid in 11 years, Breitbart News reported. The same day, the Department of Justice, DOJ, and ICE confirmed that about 300 illegal workers were released back into the United States on humanitarian grounds. The Clarion Ledger first reported their release. ICE spokesman Brian Cox confirmed to Breitbart News that the 300 workers released were placed into removal proceedings before the federal immigration courts. What about the 1996 law where you grab them son of a bitches and you throw them out? What happened to that? What happened to that, Trump? Oh, that's right. You declared your communism this week, didn't you? You declared that you were the head fucking communist, the head corporate fucking communist, didn't you? Courts, and we'll have a court date. At a future date, 3-4 years down the fucking line, they're back at the fucking plant working right now. In a news release, law enforcement officials said ICE agents concluded their processing of detained aliens last night and followed the procedures by releasing many on humanitarian grounds. Specifically, roughly 30 of the illegal workers arrested by ICE were released on humanitarian grounds, while an additional 270 illegal workers were released after being processed by federal officials with the expectation that they will return to the immigration court. I bet that fucking, they're shaking in their goddamn boots. Boy, did you get them? Yo, a whole 300 of them again, huh?
You're not thinking about the humane treatment of the plant manager. He's losing
money. That's it, buddy. And that's what counts is mammon.
That's humanitarian.
Well, no, actually, they got another excuse here. All of the illegal workers were asked whether they have children in schools or children in child care services that needed to be picked up, and were allowed to call family members, friends, and relatives to arrange pickups for the children. ICE officials said officers worked directly with local Mississippi school districts to ensure children were cared for. Also, ICE officials said that if two married illegal workers had minor children at home, one of the workers was released from the custody of the on humanitarian grounds and returned to their job site in order to tend to their children. Now, if they arrested a couple of American nationals, a man and a woman, or possessing a fucking forbidden substance that they have no authority to forbid, because they are our fucking servants, and they do not govern us. We govern ourselves. But if you, a man and a, how many men and women have been fucking arrested? And well, we got to let the mom go because she's got to take care of the kids, or one of the pair. If it's just a single, well, we got, let's go on. Single parents likewise were released from custody in the same circumstances. Oh, I'm single and I have children. If you told them that when they took you down to jail for a fucking bench warrant, they'd just court, they'd let you go on humanitarian grounds, right? How fucking stupid do they think we are? They know how stupid we're not. It's just the same fucking circle jerk. You fucking think tanks, you're fucking blowing it. You're fucking blowing it. Federal officials said some of the hundreds of illegal aliens arrested in the raids already have deportation orders from an immigration judge and have refused to self-deport. Those illegal aliens will be quickly deported. Nobody's been deported. Nobody's being deported. Got it? They already have the injunctions in place. Remember, we read that the week before last. They already have court injunctions in the 9th Communist District of the Communist State of California. Injunctions. Can't remove none of them. None of them's going anywhere. That's a fucking lie. Another fucking lie. The food processing plant raided by ICE included the Koch Food Incorporated facility in Morton, Mississippi, as well as other plants in Bay Springs, Cartridge, Canton, Palahatchie, it looks like, and Sebastopol. The Koch Foods plant is not associated with the GOP mega donor billionaire Charles and David Koch. Whatever. That plant manager, he went to jail, right? He's got big fucking fines. They took his ass in, right? Because he wasn't just breaking the law on a fucking small scale. He didn't have one or two workers. Their whole fucking crew was fucking illegal, wasn't it? And Ronald Reagan promised us that when he let that 1 million that turned into 3 million that turned into 6 million in, that the goddamn employers that hired them would be punished. These people will be punished, right? No, they won't. Ain't nothing coming of this. This is just fucking propaganda. Pure fucking plain propaganda. ICE officials previously said they could not provide details on the operation because investigations into the illegal workers and their employers are ongoing. Really? No public records? We can't have public records about the invasion into our country. If we had the public records, we'd see. That's an invasion. You can't go. That's you goddamn racist. That's what the goddamn Germans should have screamed when they went into Poland and when they went into fucking France. And people said, hey, don't you say nothing about us invading your country, racist. You goddamn racist. That's all it is racism, people. July border apprehensions dropped 24%, still up 130% over 2018 in this article. We ain't going to have time to go through the whole fucking article. But what it comes down to is in July, it dropped 24%, but it's still, they're talking it's 600% more than before, last year, 300% in all these different fucking places. We all know why the fucking, it dropped in July. Because there were so fucking many of them, and July is the hot month. They don't invade in the hot month. Hot going across the desert in July, don't you know? The apprehensions of migrants illegally crossing the United States border between ports of entry fell by more than 24% from June to July, despite the decrease from the high point in May. Apprehension numbers are still up from July 2018 by 130%. It slacked off a little bit because of the fucking heat. And that's the only fucking reason. The invasion continues. They keep marching forward, as they like to say. Forward with the fucking communism. And they'll keep coming forward until we blast their ass backwards. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. Go ahead.
You're never going to be able to do an accurate count with that bullshit immigration number anyway, Henry. You never know who the hell's coming over or who's leaving or who's doing fucking what. Seriously, how the hell are we going to keep track of that shit?
Well, even if you're believing the numbers they say, they only catch 1 in 3. How many are here? Look around you. I see how many are here. I understand how this fucking thing's going to break out. They're right now, I guarantee you, they're training these little monkey motherfuckers to come and try to take our fucking guns from us. That they're going to be the frontline cannon fodder. But we're not going to play the fucking game the way they want to play it. We got other ideas.
You're flying them over in fucking 747s, man. I mean, yep. For Christ's sake, you don't know who's coming over here.
Exactly correct. They don't, I guarantee you fucking, they're, when I go into fucking town, I see fucking more fucking Mexicans than I see fucking white people. And that's a fucking fact. And I see, and I did a few black people. I see a few, you know, some of the brown people, the Mexicans, they can speak English, but the majority cannot. I can tell the ones that just got here. Boy, they're just going through, it's like they fucking, it's like Christmas when you never had Christmas in your whole fucking life. They're just dumping the shit in the fucking thing and in the fucking carts, filling them clear to the fucking top and heaping. You guys better be, you know, we're getting ready to sign off here.
I'm in Idaho right now, loading potatoes. I just got through dealing with about 20 of them. I haven't seen one. The only white guy I've seen is a fucking driver that was sitting next to me.
And he's a racist. Anyways, guys, we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. We'll see what kind of shit they try to pull this weekend. Because and what they're trying to do, you know, like the scare tactics, you know, like we're going to get you. Come and fucking do it. We're either a pack of fucking cowards or we're fucking men and we're going to blow you out of your fucking boots. Which do you think? Take the dice, throw the motherfuckers and give it a roll. That is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You too, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!